Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping reaffirm that India and China are development partners and not rivals, and the differences should not turn into disputes. The two leaders meet on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses gratitude to people and organizations for keeping humanity above everything else in relief efforts during monsoon fury, says pain of the families who lost their loved ones is our shared pain. Prime Minister Modi says nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall in most parts of northern India today. Yamuna's water level crosses danger mark in Delhi. And in Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India to take on Japan this afternoon at Rajgir, Bihar. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that the two countries were development partners and not rivals, and that their differences should not turn into disputes. The two leaders meet on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
और स्थिरता का माहौल बना हुआ हमारे स्पेशल रिप्रेजेंटेटिव के बीच बॉर्डर मैनेजमेंट के संबंध में सहमति बनी कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के बीच जुड़े हुए इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी
Both the leaders expressed commitment to a fair, reasonable, and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question proceeding from the political perspective of their overall bilateral relations and the long-term interests of the two people. They recognized the important decisions taken by the two special representatives in their talks earlier this month and agreed to further support their efforts. The two leaders noted the need to strengthen people-to-people ties through direct flights and visa facilitation, building on the resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra and tourist visa. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. Prime Minister also had a meeting with Mr. Kai Chi, member of the Standing Committee of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. Sharing his thought in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said during the festive season, the countrymen should never forget about Swadeshi.
Aane wale dinon mein bahut saare tyoharon ki ronak hogi. Un tyoharon mein aapko Swadeshi ki baat kabhi bhi bhulni nahi hai. उपहार वही जो भारत में बना हो पहनावा वही जो भारत में बुना हो सजावट वही जो भारत में बने सामान से हो और भी ऐसा बहुत कुछ एक ही मंत्र वोकल फॉर लोकल एक ही रास्ता आत्मनिर्भर भारत एक ही लक्ष्य विकसित भारत
The Prime Minister said, the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat and the unity of the country is very important for the development of the nation, and sports play a big role in it. Mr. Modi said, one who plays, blooms. He mentioned about the first Khelo India Water Sports Festival, which was held at Dal Lake in Srinagar, where 800 athletes from all over the country participated.
Desh mein hua pehla Khelo India Water Sports Festival. और वो भी श्रीनगर की डल झील पर हुआ सचमुच ऐसा उत्सव आयोजित करने के लिए ये कितनी खास जगह है इसका उद्देश्य है जम्मू कश्मीर में वाटर स्पोर्ट्स को और लोकप्रिय बनाना इसमें पूरे भारत से 800 से अधिक एथलीट्स ने हिस्सा लिया विशेष बधाई मध्य प्रदेश को जिसने सबसे ज्यादा मेडल जीते.
During the program, the Prime Minister interacted with two players, Rashmita Sahu from Odisha and Mohsin Ali from Srinagar, who participated and won gold medals in the event. He said a record number of people gathered in a stadium in Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir during its first ever day-night cricket match at the Royal Premier League. Mr. Modi said thousands of enthusiasts, especially youths, enjoyed cricket at night in Pulwama, which was truly a sight to behold. The Prime Minister said in this monsoon season, natural disasters are testing the country. He said during the last few weeks, the country has witnessed grave devastation caused by floods and landslides. Mr. Modi said these incidents have saddened every countryman and the pain of the families who lost their loved ones is our shared pain.
Hamare NDRF, SDRF ke jawan, anya suraksha bal, har koi din raat jhute rahe. जवानों ने तकनीक का सहारा भी लिया है. थर्मल कैमरे, ड्रोन सर्विलेंस, ऐसे अनेक आधुनिक संसाधनों के सहारे राहत कार्य में तेजी लाने की भरपूर कोशिश की गई. इस दौरान हेलीकॉप्टर से राहत सामग्री पहुंचाई गई, घायलों को एयरलिफ्ट किया गया. स्थानीय लोग, प्रशासन, सभी ने हर संभव प्रयास किया. मैं ऐसे हर नागरिक को हृदय से धन्यवाद देता हूँ.
Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to every citizen who has kept humanity above everything else during this testing time. The Prime Minister mentioned about digital platform Pratibha Setu, which stores the data of those candidates who cleared all the stages of various exams of UPSC, but their name did not appear in the final merit list.
Is portal par 10,000 se jyada aise honhar yuvaon ka data bank maujood hai. कोई सिविल सर्विस की तैयारी कर रहा था, कोई इंजीनियरिंग सर्विस में जाना चाहता था, कोई मेडिकल सर्विसेज के हर पड़ाव को पार कर चुका था, लेकिन फाइनल में उसका सिलेक्शन नहीं हुआ. ऐसे सभी उम्मीदवारों की जानकारी अब प्रतिभा सेतु पोर्टल पर उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है. इस पोर्टल से प्राइवेट कंपनियों इन होनहार स्टूडेंट्स की जानकारी लेकर उन्हें अपने यहाँ नियुक्ति दे सकती है.
Mentioning about his podcast with Lex Fridman, the Prime Minister said German football player and coach Dietmar Beiersdorfer listened to that podcast and was impressed and inspired by life journey of young football players of Shahdol. He said now this German coach has offered to train some players of Shahdol in an academy in Germany. Mr. Modi urged football lovers to visit Shahdol in Madhya Pradesh whenever they get time and witness the sporting revolution happening there closely. Saying that solar power is also transforming the lives of farmers, Mr. Modi mentioned about Devki of Muzaffarpur in Bihar, who changed the fate of a village with a solar pump.
Muzaffarpur ke Ratanpura gaon ke rehne wali Devki ji ko log ab pyar se solar didi kehte hain. Unka jeevan aasan nahi tha. लेकिन उनका हौसला कभी टूटा नहीं. वो एक सेल्फ हेल्प ग्रुप से जुड़ी और वहीं उन्हें सोलर पंप के बारे में जानकारी मिली. सोलर दीदी के सोलर पंप ने इसके बाद जैसे गांव की तस्वीर ही बदल दी.
Sharing an audio recording of Iron Man Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on the events of Hyderabad in 1947, Mr. Modi said, next month the nation will celebrate Hyderabad Liberation Day and will remember the courage of all those heroes who took part in Operation Polo.
Nijam aur rajakaron ke atyachar din ba din badhte ja rahe the. Us samay Baba Sahab Ambedkar ne bhi chetavani di thi ki ye samasya bahut badi banti ja rahi hai. आखिरकार सरदार पटेल ने मामले को अपने हाथ में लिया. उन्होंने सरकार को ऑपरेशन पोलो शुरू करने के लिए तैयार किया. रिकॉर्ड समय में हमारी सेनाओं ने हैदराबाद को निजाम की तानाशाही से आजाद कराया और उसे भारत का हिस्सा बनाया.
Mr. Modi said Vishwakarma Jayanti is on the 17th of September. He said this day is also dedicated to the Vishwakarmas of the country who are continuously passing on the traditional crafts, skills and knowledge science from one generation to the other. He said carpenters, blacksmiths, goldsmiths, potters, sculptors have always been the foundation of India's prosperity. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Oganaj Urban Health Center in Gota area of Ahmedabad today. The center will provide advanced health services to the citizens. He also inaugurated the Vande Mataram Urban Health Center in Chandlodia and planted a sapling under a tree plantation program in Ranip area. Mr. Shah is on a two-day tour of his parliamentary constituency. The National E-Governance Division under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has achieved the Digital India milestone by enabling pan-India integration of nearly 2,000 e-government services on DigiLocker and e-district platforms. With this achievement, citizens across all 36 states and union territories can now seamlessly access certificates, welfare schemes, utility payments, and more citizen-centric services anytime, anywhere, thereby ensuring convenience and transparency in delivery. The government has completely suspended the booking of all categories of mails, including letters, documents and gift items valued up to $100 destined for the USA. In a statement, the Department of Post said the decision was taken in view of the ongoing inability of carriers to transport US-bound mail and in the absence of defined regulatory mechanisms. It said that the situation is being closely monitored and efforts are being made to restore services at the earliest. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, eastern Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, in the capital Delhi, water level of Yamuna River crossed the danger mark this morning. The river is flowing above 205.33 meters and is rising due to continuous heavy rainfall. The city has been experiencing rainfall for the past few days. IMD has forecast generally cloudy sky with moderate rain in Delhi till Tuesday. It has forecast thunderstorm with rain for the coming week. In Himachal Pradesh, three national highways and 819 link roads are currently closed due to intermittent monsoon rains at various places. Additionally, 1,236 transformers and 424 drinking water schemes are out of operation. A report from our correspondent.
The Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in Chamba, Kangra and Kullu, while a yellow alert has been issued for Mandi, Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur district for today. In Chamba district, around 10,000 pilgrims stranded on Mani Mahesh Yatra route in Bharmaur have been safely rescued so far. Efforts are underway on a war footing to safely bring around 4,000 more pilgrims to Chamba. All pilgrims from Jammu Kashmir have also departed safely for their respective destination. Meanwhile, the sacred Mani Mahesh Yatra in Chamba district concluded today at the Chaurasi Temple complex in Bharmaur on the auspicious occasion of Radhashtami. However, due to natural calamities, the centuries-old tradition of taking a holy dip in the sacred Dal Lake could not be fulfilled this year. Prabha Sharma, Akashvani News, Shimla.
And in sports, in Bihar, Indian team led by Captain Harmanpreet Singh will take on Japan this afternoon at Rajgir in Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025. The match will start at 3 p.m. at Rajgir International Sports Complex Stadium. Both teams are in Pool A and they have started off with a victory in their opening matches. Indian team had defeated China 4-3 in a close contest in their first match, while Japan registered an emphatic 7-0 win over Kazakhstan. Meanwhile, a match between China and Kazakhstan is currently underway. When reports last came in, China was leading 3-1. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping reaffirm that India and China are development partners and not rivals, and the differences should not turn into disputes. The two leaders meet on the sidelines of the SCO summit in Tianjin. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses gratitude to people and organizations for keeping humanity above everything else in relief efforts during monsoon fury. Prime Minister Modi says nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of developed India with the mantra of vocal for local. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall in most parts of northern India today. Yamuna's water level crosses danger mark in Delhi. And with that, we end the midday news.